This is the Tiger 102.75.
The Senior Police Commissioner and forensic officials are to visit Kotao today to investigate a claim by a British teenager that she was drugged, robbed and raped during her stay on the island in late June this year. National Police Chief, Police General Chukchip Chajinder and a special team led by Police Major General Surajat Hakpan will look into the case, and the result of the investigation is expected within 7 days. 19-year-old British girl claims she lost consciousness when her drink was spiked in a bar on the island. She said she was raped when she was unconscious and her attacker took her belongings, including a mobile phone and cash. However, she didn't file a police report on Kotao, but chose to travel and file it in nearby Kopangan. She claims the Kopangan police refused to accept her report on rape and only recorded the robbery. Police, however, say the victim had not mentioned the alleged rape and only wanted a police report to claim insurance for the robbery. The 19-year-old has claimed she didn't have travel insurance at the time, so wouldn't have been claiming insurance for her phone. The latest updates on that story at thetiger.com. The Pheu Thai Party say they'll abolish compulsory military conscription if returned to power after the next election. They also say they'll sell the new submarines and build hospitals from the proceeds. The party has come up with the ideas after many of its members say they met former PM Thaksin Shinawat overseas. Thaksin, referred to as Big Boss, is widely viewed as Pheu Thai's patriarch, even though he holds no executive position in the party. Abolishing the military draft and selling submarines to fund new hospitals would be part of Pheu Thai's key policy platforms for the next election, expected to be held next February. And a drug trafficking gang has gone online and is using direct marketing techniques to attract members and customers. As of yesterday, while police conducted simultaneous raids on the illicit businesses, the gang's online network had more than 9,000 members and a cash flow of at least 100 million baht. Police say that riding on the popularity of social media, this network has expanded to 30 provinces in just 1 year. Known as Mun Tuk Med, which means every pill is fun, the gang has been recruiting members via Facebook and LINE platforms. Police say that defaulters often face violence as the gang offers a bounty for their attack. Myanmar military leaders should face genocide charges. This from a UN report. The call accompanying the first report by UN investigators amounts to some of the strongest language yet from UN officials, who have denounced alleged human rights violations in Myanmar since a bloody crackdown began last August. Myanmar's military carried out mass killings and gang rapes of Muslim Rohingya with genocidal intent, and the commander-in-chief and 5 generals should be prosecuted for orchestrating the grave crimes under the law, this from UN investigators yesterday. The civilian government led by Aung San Suu Kyi has allowed hate speech to thrive, destroyed documents, and failed to protect minorities from crimes against humanity and war crimes by the army in Rakhine, Kachin, and Shan states. In doing so, the report points out it contributed to the commission of atrocity crimes. A proposal to ease political restrictions in 6 activities is now in the hands of the Army Commander-in-Chief, who's also concurrently the Secretary-General of the NCPO, this from the Deputy PM Wissan Ukrianam yesterday. However, he admitted he didn't know whether the proposal would be raised for discussion at the NCPO Cabinet meeting today. The 6 political activities to be eased include parties' general meetings to recruit new members, expressing of opinions by parties regarding poll constituencies, holding of primary elections to select poll candidates, appointing of selection committees to select poll candidates, coordinating between party and party members, and amending party regulations to choose party leaders and executive committees. And a group of villagers in Krabi's Klong Tom district have submitted a letter voicing their opposition to the planned construction of a garbage separation plant in their tambon. The group has expressed opposition to the project of Tyco Technology, which will be built in the tambon's Mu One village. The company held a public hearing in the village 2 weeks ago, but villagers have alleged that the company failed to ease suspicions on several points. They suspect that the facility will later be upgraded into a garbage-fueled power plant. The villagers also say they fear the plant will later cause air pollution and bad smells.